Teens are determined to domestic violence. He notes that victims can come forward to authorities before tragedy strikes. Arnett's attorney, Emily Monroe, plans to appeal the guilty verdict and file a motion to reduce his sentence. Illinois is starting to feel more of the effects of the national economic slowdown. Last month's University of Illinois Flash Index fell close to the level that signifies economic contraction. Economics professor Fred Gertz says any hopes that the problems in the global financial sector wouldn't affect the general economy have evaporated. Gertz says state tax receipts all fell in September. They formed the basis of the monthly flash index. The index has fallen steadily since it reached a peak high in the spring of 2007. Despite the economic slowdown, Christie Clinic is planning to expand its business. The clinic's plans are the second attempt to build a new facility in northwest Champaign near I-57 and I-74. The $35 million project will also include a renovation of the clinic's Champaign downtown center. Christie Clinic CEO Alan Gleghorn says an increasing number of patients make the expansion necessary. He says despite a credit crisis, he is confident that the clinic will get credit without a problem.
We've been very prudent with our financial planning in the past, but also healthcare a lot of times is referred to as a little bit recession-proof because people continue to get ill and need to be seen even when economic times are tough.
Gleghorn says the expansion will create about 100 new jobs over the next 3 to 5 years. He says the new building will house physical therapy and dermatology, among other practices. The clinic initially planned shutting down its downtown Champaign facility in 2006 to move its entire operation to the northwest end of town. But after the State Health Facilities Board rejected Christie Clinic's plan for an outpatient surgery center, the clinic abandoned that option. The new facility is expected to be ready in the summer of 2010. That will also mark the start of the one-year remodeling project at Christie Clinic's downtown facility. Some county clerks in Illinois and Indiana think that not even a busy early voting period will keep long lines from forming at polling places tomorrow. Patty Gritton is the clerk in Fountain County, Indiana, where she says 10% of registered voters have already cast absentee ballots. She knows that the presidential candidates have focused on Indiana, but she says national attention isn't why she expects long lines.
I don't know about the rest of Indiana. I don't think that's, you know, so much in Fountain County. I just think that everybody, you know, wants to have their voice heard. Everybody has strong opinions about it.
Gritton says she's never seen interest as high in her 12 years in the clerk's office, but she thinks her staff and volunteers have the capacity to handle a flood of voters. Still, she asks people to be patient, adding that Fountain County almost never sees lines at polling places. Indiana State University will name the floor at the school's basketball arena in Terre Haute for legendary coach John Wooden and his late wife Nellie. The floor of the Holman Center will be named the Nellie and John Wooden Court at a ceremony before the Sycamores exhibition game against Albion on Saturday. Wooden turned 98 this month. It's 4:33.
Programs on WILL AM are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, presenting an energetic performance from the Song and Dance Ensemble of West Africa on November 12th. More information is at krannertcenter.com.
And now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. It was just another delightful day the last couple days, and today we're over 70 degrees, and it looks like tomorrow we'll be back into the middle 70s. Same for Wednesday before a little bit of a cool down. I shouldn't say a little bit of a cool down. It'll start out slow with a high on Thursday still in the upper 60s. But by the weekend, there's a chance for some snow flurries across the area. So it will be a major cool down. But again, leading up to that, we'll just have very nice conditions. The record high for today is 78 degrees. It looks like we will finish out with a high of 72 here at the WILL studios. And then the next couple days, just a little bit warmer while the record high drops from 78 to 76. So near record high temperatures by Wednesday. For tonight, sky will be clear. The low temperature around 49 degrees with a south wind at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, sunshine continued unseasonably warm with a high of 75 and a south wind at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Again, a clear sky for Tuesday night, the low 52. Wednesday, more sunshine, The high temperature right back to 75. Clouds will be on the increase for Wednesday night, the low temperature 54, and then Thursday mostly cloudy. Showers likely, thunderstorms possible, the high temperature 67. And along with the threat of thunderstorms will be the threat of some severe weather that should looks like right now any severe storms would be isolated in nature, but it's a very powerful cold front coming in. With the unseasonably warm air in place ahead of that front, there will be enough energy for some of those strongs to produce some strong winds and possibly some locally heavy downpour, so we'll just keep our eye on that. Right now, we have temperatures that range between 67 degrees at Fort Wayne, Indiana, where they do have just a few clouds, and all the way up to 75 at Peru and Macomb in Illinois. It's 68 on Friends Plaza. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One of the more unusual issues facing voters tomorrow is a local ballot measure in San Francisco. Proposition K, as it's called, would bar the police from investigating or prosecuting prostitution. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez explains, the measure wouldn't legalize prostitution, but it would keep most prostitutes out of jail.
Carol Lee is a tall woman with long red hair who doesn't mind admitting she's part.